Sean's asked me to share this because I shared it in our prayer group this morning. This week, we had a young man who, I think some of you who were at Champs probably heard this testimony, but he was at CARES, a wealthy young kid, and he was making crystal meth. He was drinking, he was injecting himself with the crystal meth, and for about 10 years, I think he was on drugs, like hectic drugs. And he one day got to the point where he said, God, I need you in my life. And you know, from that day, the drugs stopped. He's not had any relapses, and he was saying that he needed something better than drugs. And to him, Jesus became that. Jesus was better than any drug that he could take. And he said if he found another drug, he probably would have gone back to drugs, but he couldn't find anything that was better than Jesus. And his life has been changed totally. I mean, he's so on fire. When he talks, his eyes shine. And yeah, God is great.
Amen. And I think Debbie's testimony is so powerful, and it was the best introduction ever, because it's fun to play with the sound people at the back. Is because today's topic is addiction. And there's no other better way. Now I can go home. It's done. Jesus. Okay. So cue the lights. So guys, over the last 4 weeks, we've covered generational curses, relational issues, spiritual errors, sexual sin, and this week is addiction. And when I was going through the slides preparing for today, I was just looking at it, and some of these topics kind of creep into what we've already done, like generational curses, sexual sin, because an addiction could be kind of something that we've already covered, or it could be spiritual error because you're making the addiction an idol, you know, putting it above God. So it's a nice way to wrap up the different areas in our lives that we need deliverance from. And just before I go to the recap, I was thinking, like, why are we doing this? What is the importance of doing this? And the scripture, Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Sorry, I don't have a phone, so this is what I look like when I don't have my Bible app. it says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life that you and your seed may live. So this is the King James Version. I've just edited it so it can be, you know, you can understand me a little bit more. But this is the point of Victory Weekend, is that you can live in blessing. You can live in freedom. And as much as we live in an area of grace where God has died for us and our sins are forgiven, sometimes if we don't take that cognizant step to ask God to remove these areas of weakness, of curses in our lives, we don't understand why we're saved, we're doing the right thing, but there are still some areas that we still fall short. And this is why we're doing this this term. Okay. Last week we had Pastor Carol and Pastor Loreco, who came to share on sexual sins. And basically we learned that you live in a sexual minefield. Sex is not a taboo topic any longer. And out of everything, in summary, it was that by God's grace we can live holy lives. And there were many steps that we had to take to live holy in the area of sex. But also that God's grace is sufficient for you. This week we're going on the topic of addiction. And thank you, Auntie Debbie, for that awesome introduction. Because now I don't need to do one. We can cue another video. So I can see a lot of you ladies when you're getting married on Insta. Yeah! Just before I get married, down the aisle, at the chapel. I just bought my husband's birthday yesterday, so I bought him a Bluetooth selfie stick. Oh, it was chaos in the house yesterday. So he loves taking these selfies. But yeah, crackberry, that's why we call it a crackberry, but I call it for a different reason. But blackberries can be addictive. Phones can be addictive. And what is an addiction? What did we think is an addiction? Addiction is something that you just can't get enough of. Hopefully for all of y'all, that means Jesus is your addiction. That's a good addiction to have. But we're going to go through some slides on what addiction is. It's a just different elements that we thought, when I say we, it's myself and Pastor Mark, because I have these beautiful ideas, and then he makes these master slides over here. So I just say, oh, can't you find another picture? It's just not working for me. And then he has to do all the work. So for some of you, it's Wackerberry. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm a Marcel's fan myself. So this is to call to action all the adult leaders in the room. We know it's Tabile went behind the sound desk. Hello, Holy Spirit's talking to you, girl. Facebook. You posted our robbery plan on Facebook. You know, you just can't get enough. You must tell everybody everything. This is me in my current pregnant state. Midnight snacks. So I've got this addiction to steady stumpy, but when you're pregnant, they re-term it so you feel better about yourself. It's called a craving. So I've got a craving for steady stumpy, but my daughter loves steady stumpy. You know that little one called Zoe? Yeah. She's also got this thing for steady stumpy because she's a kid. But then I'll like just buy myself steady stumpy, and then I'll go duck in the toilet and drink it. Yeah, so I've got an addiction. I need Jesus. Addicted to sports. Shame. And just for you all who are chief supporters in the room, Pirates, we're just reminding you that you're lost yesterday. Amen. Hallelujah. Addiction to shopping. Who's watched this movie? The girl, that's awesome. I have a couple friends that actually have taken a declaration not to watch the movie because they might feel convicted. So they've never watched it because they know they might have to sort out their shopping addiction. Some of you'll have addiction to glamour. Ooh, girlfriend, I must look posh today. Others have addictions to gaming. What was that music? What was that video at the beginning? What game was that? But I never know the games, so I'm not addicted to gaming. What game was that? I beg your pardon? See, he's got an addiction. We need to pray for him end of the service. And just for you, we just wanted to show you side effects. Slouching. Watch out for these people. If you see them in the crowd, pray for them. You know they're going through some gaming addiction. TV. So when I grew up in Standard 2, my mother bought this 82 centimeter because it wasn't inches back then. TV, but it was huge, but it was big, you know, it was like wide and this way, and it was heavy, like two people needed to carry it. And then somebody stole our TV just before she put insurance. So she was like, I'm not buying another TV, suffer. So like we went like 5 years with no TV in our house. Seriously. So when she eventually decided she's buying a TV, this was me and my sister. Okay. Do the dishes. Okay. Like hours straight. Then, like, I came to Joburg, and then I, like, moved out of my cousin's place, and I had no TV again. Then I got a TV 3 months of living with no TV, right? I bought I hired Grey's Anatomy Season 1, 2, 3, and watched it over the weekend, and went to work at 8, but I didn't sleep because the last episode I watched was till 6 in the morning, and then I got to work. Genevieve, did you do, what are you talking about? I had to have an interpreter, so my friend had to say to all the managers, because we were doing work with management that day. She watched TV the whole weekend. She didn't go drinking or partying or to a club. She just watched TV, and now she's hungover. a more serious topic. So I've asked for a picture that will best represent the topic, and it's pornography. And the reason we've used 50 Shades of Grey is because this is literature pornography. Literal pornography. Oh, yeah. Pornography in a literature form. In a written form. There we go. Horrible, horrible. Okay, smoking, making. I can make 3-year-olds loop through each other. Is an addiction. Drinking, I would assume that's either a bottle of rum or vodka. But the people that drink in the room can clarify. Maybe they know by the shape of the bottle. Drugs. You can be I thought this was funny, but it's not funny because it's an addiction. But Eminem was addicted to prescription medication, and that's a form of drugs or narcotics that you can be addicted to. So don't think because you're taking only Panado 15 times a day, it's not an addiction. That is a problem, okay? From Friday night, I think of Debbie and I and our gambling, horrible gamblers, just horrible gambling. But gambling can become a serious addiction. But I think Mario, you like was stealing the buckets from my hand. We need to pray for you after the service, Mario. Okay, so seriously, what is addiction? And we go to 2 Peter 2, verse 19. A man is a slave to whatever has mastered him. And what we want to point out today is addiction is a bondage. It's something that you can't get out of. You think you can in your own strength, but you can't. So you don't tell. Most of the time, addiction also goes with, you know, it's slavery. But most of the time you go with this thing, you're not going to tell anybody because it's not a problem. Or I've got a lot of friends that are smokers, and they love to say, I can give it up anytime. Okay, let me see you try. Tomorrow. But you don't even realize that in your mind you're a slave to this thing in your life. Like Pastor Mark shared, he's got a slight addiction to coffee about when he gave up coffee for the day when he was fasting, and he was grumpy and miserable because everybody around him decided on that day to make coffee, like, you know? But that's when you've become a slave to something. You can't walk away from it, you know? You say, you don't tell anybody, because usually, like, it's very similar to Pastor Debbie, but last week, Sunday, I was listening to Metro FM on a Sunday morning, like I usually do, and Sister Tammy had this gentleman on who struggled with addiction, and he said for him that he, in his mind, said, I'm going to try drugs, check it out, see the scene, say I've done it, tick it off my bucket list. And then when I'm done, I'm going to leave the drugs and I'm going to carry on with my life. And so at the beginning it was cool because he had more energy to work. He felt better about himself. It was a good pick-me-up. Nobody knew for like the first year and a bit that he was even on drugs. He would make sure that he would do his last fix at like 2 or 3 on a Saturday morning so that by 6 o'clock he was in church with his suits, singing hallelujah, praising God. So nobody even knew. It was okay for him. Until the point that it impacted his family, his children didn't pay their school fees, there was no groceries in the house. That's when he came to himself that, okay, I have an addiction. So sometimes you don't even realize that this thing has enslaved you. And I think it's important that we realize that there is an issue. And he was saying that the worst thing is that you become a victim to the lie. You build this like secondary reality. I don't know if any of you watch Fringe, like an alternate universe where you are okay with your problem. I was watching another documentary after Youth on Friday night, and this gentleman was 650 pounds, which is equivalent to about 325 kgs, just using rough mathematics. And he, 325, yeah. And he lost the weight. He came to a point where he lost the weight. But during his weight journey, he revealed something that he's never told anyone in his family. His mother had passed away by this point. That he was actually molested by a friend earlier on in his life, and that triggered a food addiction. So we're going to talk now about how addictions can be broken, and we're going to go through the steps. But I think sometimes it's important to find out what is the root cause behind your addiction. Sometimes it's an addiction because of peer pressure, right? Or because you want to try something new, you don't think it's a bad thing, coffee's cool. You know, I'll drink coffee. But sometimes it's also you haven't dealt with something in the right way, and it manifests itself in a form of addiction to something else that might not even be related. Okay. And these are some of the steps that we believe you can do to break an addiction. And that's by the grace of God, Titus 2, verse 11 to 12. The grace of God teaches us to say no to ungodliness and to live godly lives in this present age. The grace of God brings forgiveness if we fall and power to keep us from falling. So God will forgive you if you fall. He'll help you get up, but he'll sustain you. And I think that's what's important from the testimony that Debbie was sharing, was that this gentleman didn't need anything else. His life became so full of Christ that nothing else mattered, nothing else competed with addiction. And his drug of choice was Christ, which, of course, is always the best. And two, confession and prayer. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. And the important points of confessing to someone else, and we really promote keeping it within your gender. So I'm a female, I will confess to Tabile, whereas Pastor Mark will confess to Mario. So you keep it in your gender, because there might come some stuff out of that conversation that shouldn't really be shared cross-gender. Yeah, so confess your sins to each other so that you don't go back, right? So as long as you don't confess, because God can forgive you, you can ask for repentance, but if nobody knows, well, if you haven't told anybody, you're not accountable to anybody. So you're smoking, you're an undercover smoker, one of those people that smoke in the basement of the building. You've got your perfume, you've got your gum, you've got your kit. You know, you go through this 3-step cleanse me process. Then you come up, nobody knows you smoked. Nobody. Don't even have the fingers, because you put the cigarettes in those Great Gatsby movie things, you know, those black things, I don't know what they call. They just make the cigarette look longer. So you don't have the filter burns on your, or you smoke courtly, because I told you I hang out with smokers, you know, white filter versus the yellow filter. So nobody can see that you're a smoker. But then you decide, okay, I'm burning the pack. I'm throwing it in the bin or down the toilet. I was wetting the filters bad, I believe. So you stop smoking, but you tell nobody. It's a Friday. After you pack it up, you're leaving it behind. Saturday goes, Sunday goes, Wednesday comes. You've got a test on Thursday, you're stressed, you haven't smoked for 5 days, you've been praying to Jesus, you can't call a friend because you didn't tell a friend, so now you're stuck. Conveniently, you know, because Satan sets his traps, right? So conveniently on your way home, you walk home from school, so you live around the corner, there's a packet of Daniel mint, menthol flavor, pack of cigarettes, right there, ish. You know, pick it up, throw it in the bin. That's what I'm going to do, because this person's littered. That's ungodly. So pick up, and the bin, guess what, is next to the cigarettes. Not like another across the road, it's next to. So I'll throw the 18 away, because the man smoked one, right? So I throw the 18 away, and I'll keep the one just to make me feel better. I just, you know, I need that calming effect it used to give me. I'll just look at it. You'll talk. But I won't smoke it. You walk. Because you're not a public smoker, so clearly you're not going to smoke now. You're not going to do it. You get home. Ow! No nanny. Oh, she was, your mother phones. Hey, she was sick. I'm going to a meeting. We won't be home till 5. It's 3. Okay. I'm going to study. 3:05. 3:10. 3:13. 3:14. Let's blaze. You're back in smoking cigarettes. Because you didn't tell anybody. So you can't go and say, okay, let's take it back. I phoned Debbie. Debbie, I need to confess. What you need to go. What did you do? Well, that's not how confession goes. It's more like, okay, let's talk. How can I help you? Hey, ish, you know, for the last year I've been smoking. You know that, yeah, for real, never knew. I know you wouldn't know. Anyway, I've decided, I've given up the addiction, but I need somebody to walk with me. You walk with me. So if I send you a PCM, Yeah, we know what a PCM is, right? Because I've got no airtime. Please call me. Then call me, because dire. I'm ready. I'm on the cliff. Okay. So, back. Reroll. I'm walking on the streets. I see the packer of Courtly. We've changed the packet. Yeah. So, then I get there. Dun-dun, dun-dun. I'm going to throw it in the bin. Then I'm like, no, I'm going to take one. Then I send, please call me. Debbie, help. I look like a crazy person looking out of the bag because I don't want to throw him in the bin. Then Debbie phones. She's like, Jesus, help, because that's how Debbie is. She like goes straight to Jesus. She doesn't even intro. She goes, Jesus, help. Help Genevieve come over this addiction. And guess what? Okay, this is like, because God does sometimes work in mysterious ways, so I'm going to do the big, you know, Hollywood kind of get me out of the situation. Then a car comes past, puddle, douche, all the cigarettes are wet. Hallelujah! Even if I wanted to take it over, I can't. But confession helps you with your walk, because sometimes God delivers you on the day. You never want addiction again. And some people struggle with it. And God uses you to be a testimony to someone else. So somebody can, you can walk somebody else through their journey, right? So we need to, yeah, somebody, 5 points to you, okay? And surrender yourself to God, right? In the example, we ask Christ to help us. Surrender yourself to God, resist the devil. Resist, resist, resist. Walk away, cross the streets, and he will flee from you. It's not easy. It's not easy, you know? When the gentleman, when 50 Shades of Grey is just staring there and all your friends are talking about the book, then the movie comes out, then you want to watch the movie just for the fun of it, you know? It's not easy. Our victory ultimately depends on our relationship with God. And the fourth point is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So you've taken these steps, you've tried everything, but you haven't got filled with the Holy Spirit. And I believe your Holy Spirit is your conscience, right? So do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. When we empty ourselves from sin, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit daily. It's a daily occurrence. We have to ask God, Christ, come in with me. Go with me this day. Help me. And you know, Ish, sometimes you smoked the cigarette, you did all the steps, but you still didn't tell Debbie. You hid the one in the pockets. You know, you put it in a raincoat or ruin it wet. You smoke the cigarette, the guilt is not of God, but the conviction is from God, you know, to remind you that you've decided to give this up and that we're not going to go there again. You ask for forgiveness, you go back to confess, you say, actually, I did smoke a cigarette, can you please help me? We'll pray together, and God will help you and he'll strengthen you so that the next time you'll be like, hey, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I've already called Debbie, but I'm still struggling. And the Holy Spirit will take you through that journey. Okay. Any questions? I think what's important is that we've raised some topics of addiction today, but we haven't covered all topics of addiction. There could be some addiction topics I'm not even aware of. But it's important to either, as we go through our personal profile, to write down and select those that are applicable to you. But if you know something that's applicable to you that's not here, fill it out in other. You have this opportunity to come clean with Christ, what's going on in your life. And we want to be set free and made whole. And this is why we do these exercises. So doing now what you already completed is recognizing that issue, identifying what on that paper was or is still an issue for you. We need to repent from it, and we're gonna pray in a minute, and these are the steps you're going to say in your prayer. You're going to renounce it, break the agreement, its power, rebuke the authority it has over you and the authority of the evil one, and receive and ask God to infill you with his Holy Spirit and blessing and grace. So at this time, we're going to pray. But Pastor Caroline did something quite nice last week where she actually made you, the ladies, spread out so that you could whisper to yourself and repent and renounce and rebuke the issues that you're facing. So I'm going to just ask you to find a comfortable spot where you can actually say it out loud, because you need to verbalize what's going on, right? So, yeah? To someone. Yeah, so you can just whisper while we're praying or find a prayer partner and just go through these steps, okay? And if we can do that quickly while we pray. Okay, so everybody's got somebody they're going to break these addictions over. So Debbie will, so everybody's got a prayer partner, right? Okay, so dear God, we come to you today. In this atmosphere of worship, oh God, and we just want to speak to you, Father God, about what's going on in our lives. God, we recognize what we face, oh Father God, and we've done that by writing it down, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Father God, that you just help us, Lord. We repent of our sin, oh Father God. We know that addiction is not of you, Lord. It's like exalting something above you, Lord, which we know is an idol, Lord. But at the same time, we know it's in a struggle, Lord. It's not easy, Father God. So we ask, God, that we repent from these addictions, oh, Father God. We ask you, Lord, just to renounce it, oh, Father God. And if you don't mind at this point, I'm just going to carry on praying for rebuke, and then I'm going to give you a few minutes just to share with your person what you need prayer with. So, Lord, we just renounce and rebuke, God, these strongholds of our lives, these addictions, Lord, and I just pray, Lord, that you just set us free completely, and I'll just ask for you to share with your partner right now, what are you renouncing and rebuking, oh, Father God? And God, we just receive, oh, Father God, your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, that those places that have been set free, Father God, that, Lord, we do not want any evil to come back into our lives because we haven't filled it with godliness, Lord Jesus. Lord, we know that the scripture says, Lord, a legion comes back, oh Father God, if you find that house empty, God. And we just pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit just fill us, oh God. Help us to walk with you, Lord. Help us to put you first, Lord, in those moments of struggle, oh Father God. We just pray that we'll call out your name and your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Well, Lord, help us, oh, Father God. Help us with the transition, Lord. We ask you, Lord, for complete and total transformation, healing, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So can you please break up, tear up, rip through all these things that you've written down and come to the front and pop it in the helmet. Thank you, Pastor Mark. We will make sure that it gets destroyed without us putting any puzzle pieces back on anybody's paper. So now we've covered the five chapters of different things we need healing, transformation, deliverance from. And next week, if I'm not mistaken, Pastor Mark will be taking us through in living in victory. That's going to be awesome to see the next steps. We've taken it, we've broken these curses of our lives, and now we want to live in victory and not go back to being slaves to fear, sin, addiction, or bring any generational curses upon our family lines. So, guys, I've given you 1 minute back. Whoop, whoop. Yay. Enjoy. Have a blessed Sunday.